who, fortunately for him, died before notice of his punishment could reach him. Saint Joseph of Cupertino, to whom even crowned heads in Europe came for inspiration and blessings, was orthodox in everything he said and did. He repeatedly, however, performed the miracle of levitation, an act which embarrassed his less than saintly superiors. After years of virtual incarceration in an apartment of the Basilica in Assisi, he was carted off in the dead of night, not once, but repeatedly, whenever his whereabouts became publicly known, to a succession of small, distant monasteries. A Claretian monk of my acquaintance in Los Angeles, California, developed a reputation for bilocation, appearing in more than one place at a time. He was quietly transferred to a distant house of the same order in Spain. Catholics themselves describe this practice of quiet removal as, quote, sending one to prison. Teresa Neumann, the great Catholic stigmatist in Bavaria, Germany, was prohibited for a time by her bishop from even seeing people. In Padre Pio in southern Italy,